to know. I love him so.
Well, good morning, Remnant, and welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ this Sunday morning, mid-July, July 20th, 2025. Boy, time just flies right by. It seems like the days are going by faster and faster. Seems like we were just here. Well, I know it's been a week, but it seems like it was just yesterday. But we welcome you. We thank you for joining us. We've got a little bit of everything for you today. We try to provide a little variety. But we try to start out with the pistol prayer. You know, I never realized it when Pastor put this together so many years ago, but not only prophetic, but what a hard-hitting prayer it is. And you know, when you pray something, I'm always reminded of it. When you do something that works, you stay with it. Whether it's a diet, whether it's the best route to get to work. That misses the traffic or whatever, whether it's the way you raise your children, the way you are at home. When you find something that works, we stay with it, right? We don't just keep, I throw that out and try something else. And this pistol prayer is working. It is working. It is chipping away. It is advancing the kingdom. So we start with it. We hope you're prayed up. It is a type of imprecatory prayer. So we hope you're prayed up and have that full armor of God on. We encourage you to do that. We hope you'll join us in it. And we have it on a Bible bookmarker if you'd like. We'd be glad to send it to you. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority. We say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells. Send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be. And thank you. Thank you, O Lord, for the victory. Amen. Amen. And it is encouraging to see the chaos and the plans that are being exposed. We'll talk about that a little bit, that have been going on for a while, but now more and more they're being exposed. They're being brought to light. We'll start with that there in Luke 8:17. It says, "For nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be known and come to light." See, the things that have happened, whether it's the plans of the enemy or the word of God, it doesn't stay secret forever. And the things that are done, they will be known. So says the word of God. And you can take that to the bank, as Dad used to say. Because that's just how it is. And so we're seeing that more and more. I saw this out of Minnesota. Thought this was interesting. More fraud and stealing being exposed. $699 million in the state of Minnesota. 1 in 5 autism clinics under investigation. How about that? 85 Minnesota autism clinics under investigation for millions in Medicaid fraud. And you know, when it comes to autism, my oldest son is 35 now. And when he was born 35 years ago, autism was not in the public consciousness. It was not a thing. It was not something the doctors talked to you about. It was not something to worry about. It was not a thing. But here, a generation and a half later, it is. Anyway, that's beside the point. 85 Minnesota autism clinics under investigation. Two of the clinics are Smart Therapy Center in Minneapolis and Star Autism Center in St. Cloud, which also has ties to the Feeding Our Future Child Meal fraud case. There's another one. See, they're all tied together. The Feeding Our Future case focuses on, guess what? The Somali community in and around Minneapolis and is the single largest COVID relief fund fraud in the country, which occurred under Democrat Governor Tim Walz. So you've got not only the largest COVID relief fund fraud, but the Feeding Our Future child meal fraud case. And now the more they look, the worse it gets, or the better it gets, depending on how you're looking at it, because now they're seeing, also $699 million from these autism centers. How about that? See, it's being exposed. These things have been going on, just like this USAID, you know, spending millions of dollars for, you know, whatever, queers in the Caribbean. It's been going on, but it's being exposed. And that is a good thing. That is a good thing. And Jason and I talked about this a little bit Friday, and it's, or maybe Thursday, but it's good news. NPR, National Jewish Radio, National Public Radio, National Propaganda Radio would be a more appropriate. Defunded. Okay, that's like unalived. Defunded. Congress rolled back $99 billion in public media funding and foreign aid. The House approved the Trump administration plan to rescind $9 billion in previously allocated funds, including $1.1 billion for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. See, it's just a company. It's just a propaganda company is what it is. A move that cuts all federal support for NPR, PBS, and their member stations, and about $7 billion in foreign aid. I say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, their program, I'll click on it a little bit on driving down, and they have a program, All Things Considered. And that's just a lie. That's just a lie. They don't consider all things. They push their propaganda, their hard left, anti-Christ, anti-American agenda, and then we pay for it. And they've stood up, especially now, this mayor. Here's the next picture. Catherine Mayer is the CEO of it. Oh, you show me. We haven't been, we just present the facts. You show me, give me an example, she said. This was she said, we're here to serve all Americans, and it's a humongous lie. NPR serves Democrats and Antifa and people who think the Communist Manifesto is a stirring book. And so she goes on and she says, well, tell me where we've, you know, not presented all the facts on both sides. So here's a couple quotes on this next one. It says, NPR claimed President Biden's presidential debate performance didn't change the election days before he dropped out of the race. And if you believe that headline, you believe in the tooth fairy. But that's what NPR reported on your tax dollars. They reported there's no evidence that biological men have an unfair advantage over biological women in sports. They also called America's interstate highways racist. Didn't know our highways were racist. I thought they were concrete, but not according to NPR. And then this quote wraps up. NPR referred to rural Americans, that's me, it's probably you as well tuning in, rural Americans that maybe don't live in the city, as, quote, Christian nationalists, okay, and heaped praise on Biden administration official Rachel Levine. American taxpayers shouldn't have to fund this opinion journalism. And thank God and Greyhound, the funding is gone. And that is a good thing. That is not the end all of this Babylonian system and the ushering in of God's kingdom, not yet. But it's a step in the right direction. I really think it is. It's a step in the right direction. And then I saw this. Oy vey. Let's look at this one. Mike Huckabee threatens to say Israel does not welcome Christians. Well, we've known that Israel doesn't welcome Christians forever. But now the U.S. ambassador to the Israelis is saying it. How about that? Mike Huckabee threatens to say Israel doesn't welcome Christians. The U.S. ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, has been arguing with Israeli authorities about delays in the granting of tourist visas to some evangelical groups, threatening to say Israel no longer welcomes Christians. Maybe he's not paying attention to what they're doing now, but what they have been doing. See, truth comes out. You've heard that from this ministry. We've shown how, you know, you can't even hand out Bibles anymore in the land of the Israeli. Because, see, they don't follow the Bible. They don't follow the God of the Bible. They don't. So it's coming out. I like this picture. Here was a couple of pictures. You search on Google, you can find them. Here on camera, Israeli forces beat up Christians on Easter. And then another one, Israeli forces attack Christians attending holy fire. Because it's what they do. It's what they do. Huckabee threatens to say Israel doesn't welcome Christians. He threatens that, quote, Americans could make it harder for Israelis to get visas. This is not the relationship Israel wants to have with its best partner and friend, Huckabee wrote in the letter, which came against the backdrop of what he described as difficulties the Interior Ministry is facing in granting visas to Christian organizations and workers operating in Israel. Now, I'm good. Let them cut off all the visas both ways. That's what I would prefer. I think that'd be better for us as a Christian nation than dealing with these antichrists. And that's what they are, antichrists. That's what the Bible defines them as, right? Who is the antichrist but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? The Israelis deny that Jesus is the Christ. Preaching to the choir, I know it. But see, these things are coming out. They're being more and more exposed. Talking with Jason last week, and he even mentioned there's more and more people coming up saying, you know, we've heard you talk about these antichrist Jews for years and thought you were crazy, but now, man, we're seeing what's going on. How about that? See, it's a change. It's a shift, and that's a good thing. That is. 2 Corinthians 6:15. You can direct your friends here. 2 Corinthians 6:15. And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believes with an infidel, meaning a non-believer? And let me tell you, they are non-believers over in the land of the Israeli. They are. And that truth is coming out more and more. And again, that's a good thing. Well, Remnant, we try to take a minute, pause, and remind you of our network website here during this morning broadcast. And that's sfawbn.com. Tons of information there. It's there for you. It's the archives are there, the broadcasts are there, the schedule, and the newswire. And if you've got, like it says there, current events or breaking news, you can email Jason at sfaw.org with your local news stories, and we'll do our best to share it with the rest of the Remnant. That'll tune in to sfawbn.com. So we encourage you to go there. It gets updated all the time, and you know, again, it's somewhere you can point your friends and family to say, hey, take a look here. Look at this broadcast or listen to this or take a look at this news article. Anyway, so again, it's there for you, okay? Lots of work, lots of effort, expense goes into this, but it's there as a tool for you. And been lots of updates to it, to the website with references and different things, resources. So by all means, take a look, sfawbn.com. Got to love Deuteronomy 28. Should be, you want to talk about prophecy. You read Deuteronomy 28, and it absolutely is. But this right here, the beginning of it, verse 2 is where I want to go. It says, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Now, we certainly try to obey. That's not something that's really pushed in the Judeo-Christian world today, right? It's just believe. Raise your hand, believe, right? But we're blessed when we obey. And I think certainly that is the way it is with an individual, with families, but with nations as well. And so I think that there are blessings that are coming to this nation. Now, whether, you know, they're I won't say they're permanent. They're blessings as long as we do our best to obey his word. Anyway, these caught my eye this week. More made in the USA. I like made in the USA. I look at labels. I try. It's hard to do it with everything. But when you can, you try. At least I do. I know a lot of people do on the ministry, to find made in USA. And there's more and more of it. There is. Here's some examples. General Motors aims to help America lead in global race for the electric vehicle battery manufacturing. And I know I'm not big on electric vehicles. Hybrids, I think, are a better choice. But GM looking to said this week it'll upgrade its facilities across the United States to boost its electric battery production to ensure America's ability to lead in electric vehicle battery manufacturing. Because some companies are still doing this. GM and LG Energy announced this week they would upgrade their Ultium Cell Spring Hill cells in Spring Hill, Tennessee, battery cell manufacturing facility, to upgrade production of low-cost lithium-ion phosphate, LFP, batteries. Builds upon a $2.3 billion investment back from 2021. On and on and on. It says, as well as supporting GM's plans to supply other automotive companies and other industries, including rail, aerospace, heavy trucking, and more. So that's better than expanding in Beijing and in Tijuana, Mexico, or Guadalajara. And that's what, as I've grown up, I've seen this. I've seen these companies, GM and Chevy and Ford, and move out of the United States and take their manufacturing to other countries. So it's good to see some of it coming back. I think it's going to be better for Spring Hill, Tennessee. More jobs, more work. And here's some more. Again, mainly with vehicles, these next couple slides. But Hyundai has announced a major $21 billion investment in U.S. manufacturing, including a steel plant, I think down in Louisiana. They're building a steel plant. How about that? In America. Now, I'd prefer if it was an American company, but it's being built in America, and that's a good thing. Also increasing output at the Meta plant in Georgia and their Alabama plant. Honda shifting production of the next generation Civic Hybrid from Mexico to the U.S., specifically to a plant in Indiana. Nissan considering moving production of the Sentra from Mexico to its underutilized Mississippi plant. Mercedes-Benz shifting more vehicle production to the U.S., and BMW considering adding shifts to boost production at its South Carolina plant. BMW already makes a lot of vehicles in South Carolina, and that's a good thing. It is. And then I saw this, the top 10 cars made in the USA. I thought this was interesting. This was kind of new to me. So the top five are Teslas, and those are made in California. And that's like the Model 3 and Y and S and X. And anyway, we're seeing a lot more of those. But then the next five, the Jeep Gladiator made in Toledo, Ohio. The Kia EV6 made in Georgia. The Honda Ridgeline made in Lincoln, Alabama. And then the Honda Odyssey van made in Lincoln, Alabama. And I thought that was interesting. I drive a Tacoma. A 2018 Tacoma, and I'll admit it. The sticker on the door says "Made in Mexico," but almost 300,000 miles, and she plugs right along. And so, I bought it from an American dealer. How about that? And so, anyway, it's just good that we're seeing more. I think so, anyway. More made in USA. I think it's because there has been a shift in the land. A shift in the thought processes of the people, a shift in the leadership. Now, we don't worship the leadership of this nation. We don't worship the leadership of our city or our county or our state. But I can tell you, I sure like it when we have leaders that acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Son of God and acknowledge the impact that the Bible and the Ten Commandments and the understanding in this Bible has had on this nation. When we have leaders that do that, let me tell you, to me, that's more reminiscent when we read back in Isaiah and Jeremiah and Kings, and when you had a leader that turned away from the Ashtoreth groves and the male prostitutes and all that in the temple and reinstituted Passover and reinstituted temple worship and things like that and turned away from evil. And when you read through there was never a king that got it all right except King Jesus. But when they turned away from evil, they were blessed and the people were blessed. And I see that as a fulfilling of prophecy here in this land. That there has been a shift. As the evil gets worse and worse, as these left-wing, libtard, blue-haired, Antichrist push and push for more abortion, up to and including at delivery, and more transgenderism, and on and on and on, as they have pushed for that, it has pushed people that have been on the fence away from them, away from that evil. And when you're moving away from evil, you're moving in the right direction. And I think we've seen a lot of people, states even, in our nation that have done that. And when you turn away from evil, that is pleasing to God. We need to keep praying. Pray for our leaders. Pray for us here at the church. We pray for you. But keep this nation in prayer. Only one way to truly make it great again, and that's to make it good again in the eyes of God, and that's in obedience to His Word. In obedience, not just believing like the demons do, but in obedience. And I'll finish out last scripture I've got here in Philippians 4, that God will provide. That's what His Word says. That's something that we can rest on. It says, "And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." You know, that is not just peace and comfort internally. That is not just mental needs, but that's physical needs as well. And many times it's in jobs and opportunities for us and for our children and our families and our neighbors to be able to work and to have their needs supplied. It's not socialism. It's not sitting on the couch and just letting it pour in. No, not at all. Not at all. Well, Remnant, thanks for joining us this morning. Stay tuned. We've got, as you know, a Timeless Pulpit Truth coming up for you right after this. And then the next hour for Live Church, we've got a brand new message by Brother Zach. So, again, thanks for being here this July 20th. God bless.
And our smiles will beam and glow when those bad old foes we fought for years finally fall from one last blow. So don't give up on hope too soon, girl, before this day arrives. Just heave a sigh and try to dry all these teardrops from your eyes. There's still love to see us through. There's still miles of road we've yet to travel, and so much we still can do. So won't you choose, girl, to lose these blues, and remember this, my friend, that it's not over, girl, until we win. It's not over till our adversary's down for the count. It's not over till the last bell rings. It's not over till the crowd stands up to scream and shout, until the big old friendly fat lady sings. And as far as I know, we got a ways yet to go, so we might as well hang tough till the end. 'Cause it's not over, girl, until we win. No, it's not over, girl, until we win. Whenever I stop and think about the many times we faced impossible odds, when the hopelessness and despair felt so intense that we didn't think we could hold out any longer, yet time and again we were given the grace to overcome those odds and the courage to keep fighting the fight. What it proves to me is we've got angels watching over us, girl. So if we can just keep our hope alive for a little bit longer and keep on believing in the promise that the truth will one day set us free, then there shall be a glorious future awaiting us. For I've read the end of the story, and it's not over until we win. Yeah, now there's still time for me and you. Oh, there's still love to see us through. Yeah.
crowd stands up to scream and shout until the big old smiling fat lady sings. And as far as I know, we got a ways yet to go, so we might as well hang tough till the end. It's not over, girl, until we win. No, it's not. It's not over.